Well, at the moment, it's still pretty fresh, and our federal body are actually in Canberra today, wading through the ins and outs of the budget. However, we are encouraged. We hope that there will be further funding for the Mobile Black Spot program, and that this funding, we've heard rumours, and that this funding will actually go right out into the places where it needs to go, hopefully prioritising those schools who actually have no other reliable source of internet.
Tammy Irons, you've preempted one of my questions to you. The ICPA have been part of a large coalition of many rural and regional voices that have been pounding the pavement in Canberra, trying to get a better deal in terms of telecommunications for the bush. What specifically were you hoping to see in this federal budget?
We were hoping to see additional funding for round three of the Mobile Black Spot funding program, so that we can have that opportunity for these rural and remote communities to put in once again to ensure that better reliable internet connectivity for our rural and remote communities. It becomes the backbone of everything we do and underpins everything our rural and remote communities are going through at the moment. And without them, without that reliable internet, it's crippling.
So how is that unreliable service, the poor performance that we've heard so much about of the satellite service particularly, affecting your classrooms and the education that your kids are getting?
So constant dropouts. In Queensland, the C2C program is delivered. It relies on a very reliable source of internet connectivity for a lot of its lessons. And the kids, even in small schools, are using internet for LOAP delivery in particular, also to do extra programs for gifted and talented and programs for staff. So if we can't have that reliable internet, the dropouts are causing issues. Some of them are on other connections, not just NBN, the ADSL, and the speed is just not up to scratch. So we're really looking for more reliable connectivity.
You're hearing from Tammy Irons, who is the Queensland Vice President of the Isolated Children's Parents Association. Just picking up on a comment earlier from one of our callers, he suggested that black spot funding is actually rewarding Telstra and providers for not doing enough to pick up their game in rural and regional areas. What do you make of his comment on that front?
Well, if we're to be honest, I'm not really fazed as long as we get what we need for our kids. And if that is rewarding Telstra and getting this black spot funding happening, I guess the way it happens, it's not really as concerning as perhaps he feels. I think that we really just need to concentrate on the funding from wherever we can get it at the moment. It's not just even about the kids doing distance ed and the communities. It comes into attracting teachers to our communities. People need to be able to feel comfortable, safe, have this reliable, a right to what is now almost a basic service in our current times. And without this in the country, where our rural and remote communities are breaking, and we're finding it's a real struggle to keep them vibrant and sustainable.
Okay, Ned, that's dealing with the telecommunications side of the portfolio. The government also preempted the budget a little last week when it announced the details of its school funding policy. No doubt this is going to be a hot topic of discussion at your state conference in St George next month. But Wendy Henning, what was your initial reaction when you had a look at that federal school funding policy?
Charlie, we are encouraged by the last week's announcement that the Gonski 2.0 funding plan will potentially see additional support for students with a disability and smaller rural and remote schools as well. So whilst we're still seeking clarification on what the full and true meaning will be for our rural kids and education, we at this point in time are heartened by what we heard last week.
What specifically do you like about the funding program? I mean, particularly in terms of how the policies of the federal government, the government assistance that's available to distance education families, what does that mean in a practical way to your people, Tammy?
I can't speak
unless you have a microphone.
I can't really speak federally. That's definitely more of our federal body's area. For us, it's about just getting the extra funding into our small schools, especially for our students with specific needs. And if this new program can deliver an increase in funding per student for those that have those needs, then we're right behind it.
Okay, let's talk NAPLAN, ladies, because there are children in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 right across Australia who have been tested this week to benchmark their school's performance against national literacy and numeracy standards. Now, how does that apply to distance education, NAPLAN?
So at the moment, distance education students across Queensland, some of them are going into a mini school situation where they go to their school of distance education and actually sit these tests supervised as per any other state school student. I believe some also do these supervised at home, and then they're returned as per normal. So just again, I guess we as parents reinforce to all of them that this is NAPLAN is not a source of stress for the kids. And we try to keep it as natural and normal as possible in terms of routine and going about everything else they do, and just so that we can see this just as a benchmark and assessment piece.
As distance education mothers, how do you feel about your schools being benchmarked? Or are you benchmarked against other school standards?
I'm not a distance education mother, I can't comment. Charlie, neither of us actually are. We're both small school mothers.
Wonderful. No, that's fine.
But our I know there are definitely concerns, and our distance education mothers would have concerns. Some of them... our biggest concern coming from members is that if NAPLAN is actually used as an assessment tool for their kids, and they don't want that to happen. And I think it just needs reassurance from the government of exactly the purpose of the NAPLAN testing and where those results are going and what they're actually achieving in terms of ongoing programs and funding.
My guests today are ICPA representatives Tammy Irons and Wendy Henning, who are small school mums, not necessarily homeschool mums. I wonder, for an organisation that has been around for as long as the Isolated Children's Parents Association, why has your organisation seen fit to launch a campaign into the social media stratosphere to try and build your profile? Why is that necessary?
Yeah, we're rebranding. I guess there comes a time when we need to move ahead. We wanted to raise awareness to everybody of who we are and who we represent in that space. The fact that we actually support all rural and remote families in all areas of education, not just those who are living on properties or those who are in boarding school and so on. We represent right from kindergarten through to tertiary. So it was about launching ourselves, I guess, with a new face and a bit of fun as well.
All right, so I'm going to... We've just taken a photograph of you in the studio with me here on the Queensland Country Hour. We're going to put that onto our Facebook page and also onto Twitter with the handle IamICPA.
That'd
so people
great.
That understand the Twitter sphere know how to track down that particular campaign. But to both of you ladies, I'd like to thank you very much for coming into the Queensland Country Hour studio today. It's been great to have you.
Thank
no
you
worries.
For having us, Charlie.